In state legislatures across the country, lawmakers have introduced more than 550 bills this year that target transgender people. Among those states is North Carolina, where lawmakers want to restrict the health care available to minors. Experts say these measures can lead to dire consequences, including higher rates of suicide among transgender kids. Jason DeBruin of member station WUNC reports.
In many ways, Maddie is a typical high schooler. The 16-year-old watches movies, plays video games, and hangs out with her friends. She has a keychain with various mementos that remind her of important events or people in her life.
This is a Ponyo keychain that I got from Box Lunch. And it's really cute. And
in other ways, Maddie has had different experiences than her peers. She's transgender and was outed by a local television news station in North Carolina when she was in the first grade. We're not using her last name because she's a minor. Maddie and her family have been forced into advocacy more than they might have liked, but she's not about to back down.
I do just want to be a kid. I do just want to be at home watching movies and stuff like that. But also, I have to fight.
Why?
I have to fight because people are trying to take stuff away from me that doesn't even involve them.
Yet, that's exactly what's happening around the United States. This year alone, Republican-led legislatures have passed more than 80 laws that target transgender people, according to the Trans Legislation Tracker. In North Carolina, no fewer than 10 anti-trans bills are pending. In May, one of those bills passed a House Health Committee with no discussion, leaving some in the audience incensed.
You're killing my kids, damn it!
My parents!
At least
you
listen to us!
I should not be here right now.
Only 1%
regret!
Only 1%
regret! Fly on your hands!
Literal blood.
Shame!
Maddie wasn't at the legislature that day, but says she feels the impacts.
It hurts to be taken down by people who don't even get it.
Some pieces of legislation would restrict health care available to transgender kids. They could even penalize health care providers for certain kinds of care. Any kind of limits on care, like access to hormone therapy or puberty blockers, or insurance coverage for gender-affirming care, would impact Maddie and others in her position.
I've said it a million times, I don't know if I would be here if I wasn't like this. You know, it's life-saving stuff, and like, people are so much happier when they realize who they really are.
Health experts echo Maddie. 2/3 of all transgender people thought about suicide before transitioning, according to a study published by the Mental Health Commission of Canada.
We have a lot of patients who self-harm, cutting and burning and things like that.
Deanna Atkins is a pediatric endocrinologist in Durham who works with transgender youth. She says there's a misunderstanding of what gender-affirming healthcare even is. For example, proposed legislation in North Carolina would ban gender transition surgery for anyone under 18. But Atkins says surgeries on minors happen only in the rarest of cases. Most gender-affirming care does include talk therapy or working with parents to help them navigate what their child is going through.
Even just using name and pronouns can decrease suicidality by half.
In some cases, and only after months or years of talk therapy, doctors will prescribe puberty blockers. That's prescription medication to temporarily suppress puberty. Atkins says only later do teens start with hormone therapy, where they receive either testosterone or estrogen.
We're not putting them in a, as it's been indicated, a pathway the minute they come in and say, this is what's going on with me. Everyone's pathway is totally different. Some get puberty blockers, some don't, some stay on, some go off.
Supporters of stricter rules around gender-affirming care say they want to protect children and keep them from doing something drastic they'll regret later in life. Maddie's mom, Katie Jennifer, says she thinks the latest rounds of legislation are simply aimed at othering people.
Maddie said something as a joke to me the other day, but it really struck me. She said, how am I supposed to live, love, laugh under these conditions? How is she supposed to when she constantly has to worry about what rights they're going to take away next? Well, how are they going to target her next? And for what reason? She's not doing anything and hurting anybody. She's just trying to be a kid.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper has indicated he would strongly consider a veto to the proposed anti-trans legislation. but Republicans hold supermajorities in the state and have already overridden a veto relating to abortion access. So it's possible the state legislature could override a veto without a single Democrat on board. For Here and Now, I'm Jason DeBruin.
And if you or someone you know needs help, you can contact the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988.